Hey guys, it's Santos Banning, and you're officially listening to Early Success. This is episode 35, and I just wanted to give a quick spiel before I head home. If this is your first time listening, or if you've listened to my previous podcast, I've noticed in my first couple episodes there's a lot of background noise, and when I do my car vents, there's also a lot of background noise. And I know to some people it might be annoying, or it might turn them off about future podcasts. Not all podcasts, all my podcasts have that background noise, just the ones that are in a more informal setting. This, like, for example, right now I'm in a still setting, so there isn't as much background noise. There shouldn't be, maybe my AC, but a lot of people brought it to my attention, especially for that those first two episodes. There was a lot of background noise. I apologize if that just turned you off. I kept it that way, and I didn't edit as much as I as a normal podcaster would do, just because I liked the thought of having a unconventional, conversational, relatable, informal podcast, and that's why I kept it that way. And even now, most of my podcasts have very minimal editing. I really just include different segments, like the sounds, and then maybe an intro here and there. But as far as the actual content, the core content, I try to keep it as genuine as possible, just because I want people to feel that I am an average Joe just doing average shit. I didn't record my speech for my keynote speech last night, and I said that I would try to, but there just wasn't really an area for me to do it. And since it is just me on, like, I'm a one-man show for now on this podcast, it's just kind of hard. I didn't realize how hard it was going to be to get set up, maybe get my phone set up in a way that it could record my content. So I didn't get it on my phone, but I think the event itself went really well. The crowd was a little bit smaller than what I was expecting, but I think it was still really valuable. I think I provided these kids with really great information. And it really got me thinking, because when I saw all these kids who were young and full of life, and like being directed by the staff, and like having to follow all these rules, I understand that they need to be disciplined and they need to show respect to the speaker, but I just felt like they were just being trained in a way that was hindering their creativity, and I just felt bad for them. When I know that's bad to say. I know they're provided a home and a shower and a bed and food, but I couldn't help but think, like, these kids are being held back from their full potential. They aren't being let They're not being shown how creative they can be. They're, again, I understand, and looking back into my group home days, I really felt that way, because you're not, you, it's like you're shut off from society. You're not allowed to use social media too much. Your clothing allowance is very minimal, so you can't express yourself with your clothing. Rap music is kind of like control too, because a lot of it is explicit and like talks about some raunchy ass shit, so that's kind of like sheltered from us too. And I just feel like it's part of the culture, and if we can't be a part of the culture, then we're kind of being held back in a creative way. And I was looking at that, and I felt bad, and I can't wait for these kids to go off to college, because I feel like they're just gonna blossom, they're gonna flourish, because they're gonna be bombarded with a shit ton of opportunities. But anyways, the event went really good. I think it was fucking awesome. I would do it again, just to show them that they can make it, because I was in a similar background, and the one that they are in right now. We came up from similar beginnings. They might have a harsher one than I do. I might have a harsher one. It might affect them emotionally different than it did me, mentally, physically. Who knows? But we all have gone through some shit, and I just wanted to show them that they can succeed if they put their mind to it, if they're in the right mindset and to execute. And I wonder what's going on. I was not expecting that. I thought it was going to be a quiet podcast with minimal background noise, but I guess not. If you didn't hear it, it was an ambulance going off. It sounded like it was in the parking garage, but it's not. Lost my train of thought because of that. But oh yeah, I just wanted to show these kids that if I was talking about my three pillars, if they're nice, open, and work hard, then it pays off. Yeah. God, that I was really concerned about that noise, but I think it went really well. I need to work out the dates with my buddy Javi at Lift for Strength just to see what his schedule looks like. Last I checked, he said he was free the September 22nd and 29th. I forgot to reply to his message, so I'm gonna have to reach out to him in the near future to schedule an actual solid date for us to meet. And then I wanted to talk about some of the other apps and stock, mostly stocks. I want to focus on the stocks. I've been really focused on cannabis, pharmaceutical science, and space exploration or anything space related because I think these stocks are going to be really prominent. It might take a bit, but I just think, well, not for cannabis and pharmaceutical science. I think that could be a nice payout in the next 5 years. But as far as space exploration goes and everything that comes with space, I think that stock, some of these stocks are dirt cheap, dude. And I think I'm gonna start investing into them hardcore because I think in the next 10, 20 years, they're gonna have a large payout. I get paid tomorrow, so I'm gonna look into these stocks even more. But I think space exploration is fucking huge right now, and same with cannabis. I'm gonna look more into cannabis because cannabis stock is cheap as fuck too. The last ones that I was looking at was like $6, and it was down. So I feel good about that one. I think that's still a steal. I've been getting my steals and steals messed up lately. For everyone that's left to review and subscribed, I really appreciate you. I have about 200 listeners and 200 subscribers, and I didn't have any reviews, so I was reaching out to a lot of people. I reached out to about 200 of my friends, people that I considered acquaintances. We know each other on some semi-personal levels, and I reached out to 200 people last night to leave reviews, and wouldn't you know it, only 7 left reviews. Majority of everyone else left me on read or didn't reply, or they said, "Oh, I don't know how to do that," and that was it. For the 7 that did, I really appreciate it. I know you guys are consistent listeners, and I think that's fucking awesome. I think this is still the early works of my podcasting career. I think I might not pay out for 20 years, and that's the mindset I'm going into it with. And if I do this for the next 20 years and I blow up in 20 years, I'll be 42, and I think that's still a great place to be in, and it's still so young. I would love to be in that position. So I'm working my face off like I have 20 years to go. And I know some people just don't believe in it. Some people just don't care. But I just thought a lot more people would be receptive to at least leaving reviews or just subscribing or checking out a couple episodes. Because I try to be a nice guy to everyone, and I thought that would pay out. It didn't play out like I wanted to, but I got a handful of reviews, and I appreciate the people that did it. For the people who don't believe it as much, I the only thing that I could say to that is I'm just gonna have to keep working and working, and eventually, I have this quote that I like to live by: "Be so good that they can't ignore you." Eventually, my success is gonna happen. It's just a matter of when, and when it does, it's not gonna come as a surprise to me. It's not gonna come as a surprise to the people who are already supporting me. I have 200 listeners and 200 subscribers. I think I had a speaking event already. I think we're in a really good position. I'm in the works with potential interviewers. I just like where I'm at. I think if I keep doing what I'm doing, if I keep marketing my podcast, if I keep putting out content, if I keep investing, it's just a matter of time. But when things come together, four things come together. My Instagram has grown to 300 followers. That's not a lot. 300 followers isn't a lot, 200 subscribers isn't a lot, but the growth is there. That's what I'm most excited about. And for everyone that's supporting me, constantly listening, I think it's awesome, and I thank you for your support. It's gotten to the point where my friends reach out to me and they say, "Man, you need to make some more content because I'm up to date and now I have nothing to listen to on my car drives." And I just hearing that, it just makes me feel so good about where I am in life right now. Side notes, I also changed my school schedule. I was initially due to graduate July of 2019. I changed my schedule that way I can graduate in April of 2019. I've been losing motivation to complete my master's just because I've been so focused on my 401k and investing and all this stock and market research that when it comes to actual schoolwork, it doesn't interest me like it used to. I'm really fascinated by these other things that I think are just more important. I think education is important, obviously. I've even said in previous podcasts that might want to get a doctorate, but now I don't want to get a doctorate. I pushed up my graduation date and moved around my schedule for my master's just because I want to finish it as soon as possible because I'm losing motivation. I'm looking at all this time that I'm spending on my master's, and I just feel like if I used all of that time, used all my spare time to focus on market research, stocks, applications, consumer behavior, and 401k investing, and just all these things that I'm really interested in, then I would be further than where I am now. So I am gonna finish it just because I only have 5 classes left, so might as well just push through it, you know? Oh yeah, you guys, I was my last podcast, I was talking about reaching out to several brands and companies, just trying to maybe get like a partnership slash endorser. I heard back from Amazon, they are not interested. I heard back from Red Bull, and they are not interested. But I am fucking excited about it because that just means I am so much closer to a yes, and I think we're in a great spot. This is going to conclude the podcast. It's going to be a nice, short, simple one. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. When I was planning on doing this podcast, I had intentions of saying that I was gonna take a step away from podcasting for a bit, just because, if you know, lately I've been going through some shit, and emotionally it's been overwhelming, and it sucks a little bit, but. When I do my podcast and when I do all my research and I talk about stocks and I talk about where I want to be in the future, I just feel super good and it makes me forget about everything else. And it makes me realize that this is so important to me that this is my form of escapism. So I'm going to keep doing it because all the time that let's say I take 3 months to get my shit together and to emotionally be in a better place, that's 3 months that I could have done like productive shit with this podcast. But then doing this, I realized like, you know what? This makes me feel good. I don't need to take a break from this podcast. Whatever's going on in my personal life or emotionally or whatever's fucking me over, I can overcome it. To me, I totally forgot about it. Even because when I do this podcast, I'm in another place. I'm in grind mode, and I just realized I just need to be in grind mode more. So I'm gonna keep doing the podcast, and for the people that consistently listen, I appreciate it because knowing that I have an audience is the reason why I continue to do this. I hope that we continue to grow even further with this podcast. I think we're like I said, and I consistently say, I think we're in a great spot. If you're a first-time listener, I appreciate it. If you've listened to my podcast before, I appreciate it. If you haven't reviewed, you don't have to do a full out review for me. Just give me 5 fucking stars and I'd appreciate it. And subscribe. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.